Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Danielle Watson of DanielleWatson.com. Danielle, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thanks, Gresh. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. Well, I'm super happy and excited to have you on the show. And what I wanted to do was read a little bit more about Danielle so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Danielle Watson is a TEDx speaker, accidental author, and the world's most unlikely anthropologist. Her uncommon mixture of infectious enthusiasm, unconventional ideas, and a spectacular smile have made this pint-sized lady a popular inspiration to a global audience of lifestyle entrepreneurs. Her book, Dear Self, I Love You, Keep Going, is available on Amazon. Danielle, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
I am ready.
Awesome. Let's do it. So the first question I have is just to hear a little bit more about your CEO story and your book and what led you to kind of get started.
Yeah, well, for me, what led me to write my book was grief. I was in the middle of building a business, and like a lot of people who become entrepreneurs, life happens, right? And I ended up finding myself in the middle of a divorce, which was super painful, a big depressing life event. But I knew that I had to keep going. And I knew that I couldn't pretend everything in my life was okay and continue to build my business. I didn't have the inner fortitude to wear the everything's okay with me mask and do what I needed to do to continue to build my business. So what I ended up doing was just being very open about what was going on with me in the form of writing little encouraging notes to myself each day. And I published those on social media. And after several months of publishing them, I realized that if I wrote them each day for a year, I'd actually have a book. And so through one of the most painful experiences in my life, divorce and grief, I ended up fulfilling a lifelong dream of becoming an author, which is why I call myself an accidental author, because I didn't start out to do it, but I did have the intention in the back of my mind. And, you know, life put me through something that I would not have chosen to go through, but that ended up fulfilling a dream for me.
Awesome. Well, obviously, I'm super sorry to hear that, you know, you went through all those times, but it seemed like something really great came out of it. And definitely, you know, you were courageous in being able to not only make sure that you're writing those stories, writing that those notes to kind of heal yourself, but also kind of sounds like a lot of that experience will help heal others.
Yes, I've had so many people who have read that book, and it's like having somebody write something in real time rather than retrospectively, here's the neat, tidy story of how I got through all that. It's a really refreshing sort of thing, especially if you're in charge of things, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a decision maker, seeing how people go from one place to the other rather than just giving the example of, well, I was in a deep, dark place and now I feel better, but actually showing that process over a year's time of what that looks and feels like on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. And that's really powerful, like you said, because, you know, it's a process, you know, whenever you're going through, you know, any difficult times or even good times, you know, it's a process in order to get there and to get out of there or to kind of process and go to the next step. So you being able to kind of document that so people can kind of understand that it's not an overnight thing that happens, right, is something that's super powerful, sounds like.
Yeah. And it's not abnormal to have those, you know, those ups and downs. It isn't all an up and to the right trajectory.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's a roller coaster sometimes. So I wanted to hear and dig a little bit deeper and hear a little bit more about your book and everything that you're doing with that and how that helps people.
Yeah. So the book is something that I wrote for myself, but I published it for other people. And as I've been going out and talking and sharing about the book, what I found is that it's really pushed me to become better at being a public speaker, to be better at talking to people about difficult subjects. It's not something that I ever thought I'd be doing in my professional life. I very much saw myself as somebody who had all the answers, and, you know, there are ways to get through things. And what I've noticed is that as I'm talking to people about my book and helping people, as I'm having to acknowledge and recognize that sometimes I don't have the answers and sometimes there isn't an answer. It's a wonderful thing when I can help somebody or when I can make a connection for somebody to somebody else who can help them. But it's been a really great experience for me personally to come to a place where I recognize that, hey, you know what? You're not equipped to handle everything. You can't do all of the things, but here are the things you can do. You can talk to people. You can relate to people. You can offer them help and mentorship. You can guide them in giving them tools to help themselves. But there are plenty of things that you're just not good at, and that's okay. And that has been a huge personal struggle of mine throughout a lifetime, is not being the know-it-all. When you're in the position of being in charge, you're an entrepreneur, you're a CEO, it's really not an easy thing to just look people in the face and say, you know, I don't know. And getting to a place where I can do that has been extremely empowering.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like that has definitely sounds like it's been powerful, but maybe even peaceful as well too, because you get peace and understanding. You don't have to know how to do everything and have to have the answer to everything.
Oh my gosh, that's such a great point. I'd never thought about it that way as being very peaceful, but that's so well said. And I definitely feel that.
Awesome. 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 Well, now I wanted to ask you for what I call like your secret sauce. And this could be for you or your book or any of the talks that you've given before, but what do you feel kind of makes you unique or kind of sets you apart?
Well, what I found really takes me and puts me in a different category is that I'm really good at taking something that seems like it doesn't go together or something that's broken and fragmented and taking it and making it whole and exceptional. So we didn't talk about it because we're talking about my book today, but I have a background in archaeology. And if anyone sees my picture on your Instagram feed, I'm a huge girly girl. And I just have this history of taking something that doesn't seem to belong together, like archaeology and being a girly girl, and being able to make something magical out of it over and over. And, you know, my book is an example of how I took something that was a really painful experience and I made something magical out of it, a book. So that is definitely my secret sauce, being able to be open about, you know, how things don't go together, and then taking things that seem like they don't work and making them into something that really shines.
Yeah, that's an incredible kind of example of a secret sauce, because a lot of times, kind of like making lemons into lemonade and being able to produce and create and do alchemy, so to speak, where you're able to create things out of sometimes where things are not able to be created, it seems like.
Right.
Awesome. 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 And now I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this could be an app or a book or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient as a CEO.
Yeah. So I've got a couple, and you said the word habit. So for me, yoga and meditation are habits that I've had for about 16 years now. So having the self-awareness that comes through that is incredibly valuable. If you want a tech hack, LastPass, when I discovered that a few years back, just changed my life. The amount of time I was wasting trying to remember or look up passwords instantly evaporated. And I just can't recommend it if you're not already using LastPass, give it a go.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that, especially, you know, you're juggling every password has to have, you know, a certain amount of spaces, a certain amount of commas and all that extra stuff. You don't have to worry about all that stuff. You keep it in one place and it takes care of everything.
Yes. And gosh, have you ever sat there in front of the computer trying to come up with a password that not only can you remember, but uses all those components, and you just feel like your brain turns to mush? Well, LastPass will generate one for you, which I think is just the best thing ever.
Exactly. Exactly. Because each of the different sites have different rules. So you have to find like seven different passwords, seven different master passwords, I should say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So awesome. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice you might give for entrepreneurs and business owners, or something that you might tell your younger business self.
Yeah. So gosh, for me, taking something that you find embarrassing or shameful about yourself or your experience and finding a new way to tell that story that is empowering is probably the most useful CEO skill that I have learned. It is something that will not only set you apart, but it is something that will allow you to relate with your customers, clients, employees, whomever it is. Taking that part of yourself that you think, gosh, no one would like me if, or Oh, if anybody knew, and if you can find a way to take your power back from that and tell that story in a new way, that will free you so, so much. And it will free so much mental and emotional energy.
Yeah. And I feel like, even, as a result of you writing your book as well, too, it also sounds like it also kind of develops a connection with people that have and are going through things. And maybe they have some type of connection with you being able to say it and kind of communicate exactly what you're going through.
Yeah, I could not agree more. And as people, there's more noise out there because there's more people getting on social media and advertising and marketing themselves. That is the piece that will really set you apart, is your ability to tell a story that other people can connect with that's really, really real.
Exactly, exactly. Authenticity is the key. So, all right, Danielle. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition for being a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So I wanted to ask you, what does being a CEO mean to you?
For me, being a CEO means making decisions and being accountable and responsible for the outcomes. I know that's not very creative, but that is the one that really sinks into my heart. I feel like as this top decision maker, I need to be willing to make decisions and I need to be responsible and accountable for what happens because of those decisions.
Danielle, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, to see if there is anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know, and then also how we can get a copy of your book.
Yes. Oh gosh. Anything I want to tell people? Well, I think that one of the most valuable things that you can do for yourself as an entrepreneur or business person or CEO is really develop self-awareness and get to know yourself. And there are two ways that I figured out that are very effective for doing that. And one is to throw yourself into situations where you don't know what you're doing and observe how you respond, take notes, and analyze those notes. And the second way is to go to people who don't know you and test out your thoughts and ideas and see how they respond, take notes, and analyze that data. Those, to me, are the two most effective ways to develop awareness about how you're coming off, how you're communicating, how people see you, and it gives you new ways that you can start to see yourself. And as far as how people can connect with me and how they can get my book, Dear Self, I Love You, Keep Going, is available on Amazon. You can also find it on my website, danielle-watson.com/the book. I recommend you just go straight to Amazon, or you can find me on Instagram at @the_DanielleDaily.
Awesome. 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 Well, thank you so much, Danielle. And for anybody listening, we're going to have those links in the show notes so they can click through and follow up. But I appreciate you so much for being so courageous and telling your story and also helping out so many people. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.